News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm with Daniel Hernandez. He is the director for a new program called Read by Third that's going to be working with students and their families at two local elementary schools. He's going to tell us a little bit about the process and exactly how they're giving a different twist to their program.
Read by Third, basically the initiative is designed to develop a pilot with two schools in mind, Ben Milam and Anson Jones in Bryan ISD. We're going to take 15 families from each school, and they, those families will agree to work together to help improve and develop their children's reading and their academic achievement. The premise of the Read by Third is that the studies by Annie E. Casey Foundation says that a child who cannot read at grade level by third grade has four times chance of dropping out of school and 10 to 20% chance of attending college or a technical program. So the third grade is vital. It's vital to the success of a child because as the program talks about, pre-K to third is you learn to read. That's when all the vowels and alphabet, everything is learned. From fourth grade on, it's a read to learn. Now, it becomes a challenge for the child if the child cannot read at grade level and comprehend, because from there on, history, science, sociology, biology, whatever the courses are, expect the child to be able to read. And unfortunately, if a child is not at that level, their failure is pretty much guaranteed in some ways.
Okay, and is this program going to start this fall?
Yes, it'll start this October, and the parents are being selected by the principals at both schools, and we'll have an orientation in September. Then October will kick off the eight-month program where the parents will come once a month for 4 hours, and they will be instructed in, or I call it, there's three elements or three phases to this program. There's a transformational side. It's the notion of them seeing themselves and their issues and their opportunities. What vision do the parents have for themselves and for their children? And then secondly is to equip them with skills, skill sets, strategies on how to help their children, whether it's creating a reading or a learning environment at home, what to do, what not to do, how to deal with conflict. Also then equipping the parents in case the parents may themselves need help in terms of reading or getting a GED or whatever. That's part and parcel together. The third part of that is the access, creating access for them. So during the 9 months from October through May, what we expect to happen will be that they will be participating at Texas A&M, a meeting with some faculty and students whose lives or backgrounds are similar to those of the parents. We've got, for example, the College of Engineering. We're going to be working with them on them developing something to work with the children and the parents. We're not looking for people to give us money. Basically, we have some private donors. We've also applied for some funding from the Brazos County and others. The funding part is a pretty minimal amount, $14,000 approximately for the funding of this project for this year. We pretty much have gotten there. We're willing to accept more funding. The issue is the relationships. For example, engineering school may not give us any money, and that's fine. We want the College of Engineering to have a relationship with these two schools on an ongoing basis. Their big emphasis these days is the STEM programs: science, technology, engineering, and math. Well, studies show that if a kid doesn't pick up these areas within the third grade, basically they'll lose interest. Even if they know how to read, they lose interest because they got too many other distractions. So there's a vested interest there. We're working with the Brazos County Health Department. We're looking at how they can help us in developing some ways of getting preventive care and assisting the families. The whole idea is a project that's a pilot that we think once we get this project in place, we can expand it to more parents the next year and the following year. And within 5-6 years, hopefully have the whole school district engaged where the parents are being empowered through transformation of their thinking, equipped with the skill sets and also the access to these different programs.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. So do the parents apply or are they simply chosen?
Right now, the principals are going to select them. parents will come to an orientation. Those that wish to participate will participate. The whole idea is to tweak it and find out all the things that can work and help the children. We'll do a pre-assessment of the parents, where they are in their thinking, their ways of doing things. The whole notion here is to hold the parents accountable, for the schools to develop an accountability system where they can cross-check, is what we're doing being effective?
And what are the specific things that parents will be expected to do?
They will participate in the monthly sessions. They will agree to develop a learning center at home that the student can identify as their place to study. Create a school box for pencils, crayons, scissors, glue, ruler, stapler, those kinds of things at the learning center at home. That the parents agree to read stories to their child every day. Parents will keep a notebook of the children's homework and papers. Schedule meetings with the teacher to learn more about what's going on at school and to help understand what homework's being done. To work together with the children, encourage the children to participate academically and socially, and then for the parents themselves to be willing to self-examine their goals and what they can do better. So we have several subject matter experts that will work with us, do presentations. The parents will be given assignments every time we meet for them to work for themselves, to work with their children. At some point during the course of the 9 months, we'll bring the children in to meet with the parents and the presenters to work out strategies, do some homework strategies so they can learn the process, because it's vitally important for mom or whoever's at home or dad to help the child reinforce what's going on in school, encourage the child.
What about parents who feel like they just don't have time?
Well, we know that parents are going to have a couple of jobs to do. They usually will. We cannot transform the house and home income overnight. And I think that's part of the challenge we have in society. We're trying to get as much money on the people's pockets so that their children can be successful. The Annie E. Casey Foundation says poverty is the number one reason why, major factor why children don't succeed. Well, we're not going to change that overnight, but we can change the transformational experience of the parent. I give an example of a personal nature. My mother, we were farm workers, we were migrant workers, and back in the 30s, they were worked in all kinds of labor camps. But my mom had this vision that their children could be successful, and she started dressing my brothers and sisters for success. And as strange as that may seem, back in the 30s, the sons started wearing suits and ties. Well, as a result of this, her vision of her children be successful, all six sons finished Texas A&M, and I'm the last one. One daughter did. And here's, I'm showing you a picture of 18 Aggie graduates that are Hernandez because of my mom's vision and what she saw for her children. So the low income, the limited income, that's going to happen. But if parents put in their mind, I want my child to succeed, I can see it, I can taste it, I can feel it. If they have a vision, if their thinking is transformed to that of which they dedicate their energy and time for themselves and their children, we believe we'll have greater success.
Where did this idea come from?
Well, a lot of it's been because it's been a passion of mine for a long time. I've been very fortunate to have come from a family that had this vision. I used to sign my name, class of 73, when I was 9 years old, and we were working in Lubbock and Ropesville, Texas. And because I had two older brothers already going to A&M, and I knew I was going to Texas A&M, notwithstanding the fact that we were farm workers, migrant workers. And so that's where it first came from. But the other, in 1970, I did some work in Chicago when I was a junior at Texas A&M, and I saw the transformational experience that could happen if they're people who care about children and their families and they work together. So for the last 42 years, I've had that as part of my development in my own mind, but especially in the last couple of years, few years, my wife is a kindergarten teacher. Every day she comes home talking about the children, the successes, what she wished could happen, what she wished would happen. I've had an interest in this for a long time in my different roles as an attorney and as a community volunteer. And it all came together this past year because of all those experiences that I've had and the passion that I've developed over the years for this kind of work. I think what makes this unique is that we're focusing on the family. A lot of the other programs focus on the curriculum or what happens in school. And that's vitally important. But what I believe, and I'm convinced, the big difference is our emphasis will be the families. That's what we're going to work on, because that's the most vitally important institution in our society. And I think we've missed that over the years in our efforts to educate our children, and we've taken away the role that the parents can play in this, or we've not emphasized it enough.
Thank you. That's Daniel Hernandez, the director of Read by Third. You're listening to News Talk 1620 WTAW.